B-Pod Studios.
On the line with us right now from Philly.com, Mike Sielski joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're just we're reveling in all things sports in Philadelphia right now between what's going to happen with Nick Foles, what's going to go on and happen with Joel Embiid after this injury, whether or not Wayne Simmons is going to get traded, and whether or not Bryce Harper is going to get signed. Other than that, we're just hanging out.
You know, I don't think necessarily any of those things are as calamitous or as unpredictable as you might think.
Right. We hope that's the case. And, Mike, a man of your brilliance, we're hoping you can help shed some light on all this. So let's go one by one here. First, the most recent. Joel Embiid going to miss right now at least a week, as he's going to be evaluated in a week with some left knee soreness. What did you make of this being announced yesterday and him playing in the All-Star game for 23 minutes?
Don't like it. I mean, Brett Brown admitted yesterday that he's been dealing with this, he being Joel, for more than a couple of weeks. And yet there we saw him, you know, in the last game before the All-Star break, you know, leaping into the Madison Square Garden stands unnecessarily to try to save a ball in a game that the Sixers are up 15 points. There we see the Sixers playing him, you know, in losses. There we see him, you know, playing in the All-Star game when he could have gotten a head start on his rehab. You know, I know that Joel loves to project the, you know, kind of I'm having a great time at all times kind of persona, and the Sixers seem to revel in that, and everybody loves the social media accounts, but this is a man who is constantly beset by injuries, and, you know, that should be his top priority. Does he want to win a championship? Does he want to, you know, fulfill the value of his max contract? And look, I'm entertained by Joel Embiid as much as anybody, and I think he's an incredibly gifted player who has a chance to be an MVP and could lead the Sixers to a championship. But I think, you know, they have to start doing, they being Embiid and the Sixers, have to start doing the small, subtle things to make sure that he is at his best and healthiest more often.
So you would not have let him play in the All-Star game?
No, absolutely not.
It's a brilliant man, Mike Sielski. I've said it once, I've said it a million times. Mike, how about this? When it comes to this team playing together, they have to be able to play with one another and really learn each other's games, and Bob Cooney's made this point many times. So with him possibly getting the next week off, do you see this bleeding into another week and another week, or is this something that you would predict would just be, yeah, sure, give them this maintenance week and they'll go from there?
Given the Sixers' track record on injuries and on transparency, do you honestly think this is going to be a week?
Nope.
Yeah, I would take the over, and I would take the over by a lot. This concerns me. It really does. And, you know, to your very point about, you know, the need to develop some continuity. I mean, look, they took for all the laurels they're getting, and, you know, kudos to Elton Brand for going after Jimmy Butler and going after Tobias Harris and moving Markel Fultz to create more salary cap space for the offseason and even a little bit this season. You know, this team needs time to gel. It needs time to come together. This was a risky proposition that the Sixers were taking on this season, that despite all their talent, it was all going to come together and work, you know, in time for the playoffs. And this does not help in any regard, because he's not just the guy in the starting five. He is the guy in the starting five, even with all these acquisitions. And how they play without him is going to be substantially different from how they play with him. And presumably he's going to be there come the playoffs, and it just means it's going to take more time and a longer stretch of time for them to come together and be at their best once the first or second round of the playoffs arrive.
Mike, what did you take of Brett's quotes yesterday? I mean, in one point he's saying, now he had pain. He's had pain back before. We've known about it. Didn't want to take him from the All-Star game because also our medical people say that taking time off exacerbates it. Like Brett talked in circles yesterday. Do you think it's because, and does that lend to your fear that this is something more serious? Because I took it the other way. I think they planned a week off for him.
Yeah, I Bobby, you've been around Brett. You know him better than I do. You know, but I think they send him out there in some regards just to take bullets. You know, he's going to be the spokesman of the franchise. For all the talk that Elton Brand's going to address the media more often, Brett is the guy who they put front and center and basically say, handle this, you know, be the Baghdad Bob of this situation. And, you know, I think that's what he did yesterday. And look, if Embiid has been dealing with this for as long as Brett acknowledged that he has been, then they had no business sending him to the All-Star game. And they should have made it clear you know, I know this would never, this kind of thing would never happen, but if he insists on going, then they should have made it clear to him that they didn't like the fact he was going. But, you know, they do try to walk this line of, yeah, we're committed to winning and we're doing what it takes to win, but we also want to revel in our own Sixerness. I mean, this is an organization that threw a pep rally on the steps of the Art Museum after it got the number one pick of the NBA draft. Why did it get the number one pick? Because it had the worst record in the NBA. It lost 10 games. That was nothing to celebrate. And yet they treated it like it was worthy of a pep rally. I don't understand their public stance on things often.
Right. Well, speaking with Mike Sielski, Philly.com, the goal is to try to catch the Pacers here, and the guys need to play together in order to do that. They're only a game behind them right now, but they're the fifth seed because they keep losing to the Boston Celtics. Do you think those Pacers will eventually fall and the Sixers will be able to get up there to that three seed?
I think it would be a big disappointment if the Sixers didn't get up to that three seed, or at least get home court advantage in the first round. I mean, right now, they're the fifth seed in the conference. So all this talk about, you know, what Harris and Butler can do in the playoffs and the Sixers starting five is the second best in the NBA to the Warriors, you know, that all gets mitigated and muted if you don't have home court advantage in the first round. You know, this isn't a team that, you know, has LeBron James in his prime. He can just put everybody on its back and it doesn't matter whether you have home court or not. This is a team that is substantially better at home than it is on the road. And they better hope that the Pacers, without Victor Oladipo, come back to the pack, because the Sixers need home court advantage throughout at least one, if not more, series, I think, to make a deep playoff run.
No, I would agree with that. I want to move on to football with you right now because it's another story about Nick Foles, and it's Bryce Harper and Nick Foles, the two players that are going to be talked about for a while now until something actually happens, and the speculation will continue to run rampant. So when you look at Nick, does he get franchise tagged and traded, or do you think the Eagles just let him walk?
It makes no sense for them to try to franchise tag and trade him. Number one, that's not the spirit of the rule of the franchise tag. The whole idea of the franchise tag is to keep a player who you deem valuable for another season. It's not to keep the guy so you can trade him. And there are so many machinations and things that would have to happen and so many hoops that Howie Roseman would jump through to pull off that kind of trade, including find a team dumb enough to acquiesce to it on the other
right.
end. That I don't see that happening at all.
If you're Nick Foles, Mike, would you sign it?
Would I sign the franchise tag?
Yeah, for $25 million.
Probably, yeah, because I probably bank on my ability to then go out and play and earn a long-term contract, and I'll take the money while you're willing to give it to me.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to move on now to hockey real quick because Wayne Simmonds is supposedly very much getting interest from other teams around the league with the deadline approaching in a couple of days in the NHL. Do you think the Flyers will move on from Wayne Simmonds?
I think they probably will. I think they should have moved on from him before last season. That was when he was at his peak value. Nothing against Wayne Simmonds, who I think is a terrific player, but he had a down year last year. And the value that you can get for him now at this deadline is probably not what you could have gotten for him on a very movable contract before last season. But, you know, we've talked about this, Mark. The Flyers have tried to walk this wire between totally rebuilding and trying to remain competitive, and they decided to try to remain competitive. And Simmonds played through some injuries last year, did not have as good a season. The team made the playoffs and got bounced. Now they'll be, you know, fortunate or have to make an incredible, you know, rally over these final 20 games to get a playoff spot. And you're going to end up moving on from him at the deadline when you could have moved him at his peak value and gotten more for him.
All right, Mike. Now here's the other stories. We're talking to Mike Sielski of Philly.com. Bryce Harper.
Have you heard of him?
Who?
Yeah. Is there more of a, in the history of Philadelphia, you can remember, is there more of an anticipated signing ever than this, the way this has been talked about for months? What, 109 days we're at right now? It's incredible.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time thinking of one, and it's not a perfect analogy. You know, I think of Terrell Owens after the Eagles made the trade for him and the anticipation that accompanied seeing him play. Once the Eagles got him, but not like this, not this buildup of, you know, here is the face of the sport, the premier player in the sport, the premier personality in the sport, aside from Tim Tebow, of course. And, you know, the fact that the Philadelphia franchise might get him. I don't recall anything like this. And, you know, I mean, for the sake of PR, they probably ought to get him. Now, if they don't get him, they're still better than they were last season. And they were an 80-win team last season that added, you know, the best catcher in baseball and a pretty good shortstop and some bullpen pieces that should help out a lot. But of course, it's going to be a letdown if Harper ends up with the Dodgers or some other team. So, yeah, I don't, to answer your question, Mark, I don't recall any buildup to a potential free agent like this one.
If you don't get Bryce Harper, Mike, what do you do if you're the Phillies? Do you try to make up for it by doing some other big things, as big as you can? Or do you just say, well, you know, next year's class with Arenado is not a bad class either as far as free agency?
I think you probably do a little bit of both. You know, there's still some guys out there, you know, pitchers who they could conceivably sign. And I wouldn't be necessarily opposed to that, though I think that, to be honest, this season is going to come down to the back half of their rotation, whether guys like Nick Pivetta and Vinny Velasquez and Zach Eflin really can take a step forward. Those guys kept them in it for a while last year, and if they can improve, you know, then the Phillies are really looking pretty good. But I think if they'll kind of split the difference. They might sign one or two more guys, nothing anywhere approximating, you know, what they had done earlier this offseason, and then, you know, stash that money away for whoever might be coming down the pike. That doesn't mean they shouldn't go all in on Harper now, because you don't know what's going to happen in off seasons to come. You don't know who's going to decide to stay, where he's at, who's going to decide to go. This talk of Mike Trout 2 years from now, we have no idea what's going to happen 2 years from now. Mike Trout may not be an option for all we know.
Mike Sielski, Philly.com. So last thing for you, do you see them getting Harper, and for how much?
I think they will. I think it's going to take a number with a four in front of it.
Oh, listen to you being more clear than that Buster Olney character. In front of it.
Yeah, I do. I think this was what they anticipated all along, that Scott Boras was going to wait and wait and wait, and you couldn't rush the process because Boras would not allow it to be rushed. You knew he was going to make Dan Lozano, Manny Machado's agent, blink first. And now Boras is in that position. And the question the Phillies have to ask is, are they bidding against themselves? And even if they are, how high are they willing to go? So, you know, I think they'll end up with him. And I think that given Harper compared to Machado, and the fact that relative to their positions, Harper is a more productive player, I think you're going to see Harper in Philadelphia, and for a dollar amount and a year amount that are going to make people go, oh, my goodness.
Well, here we go. Hopefully it happens in the next couple of days and just ends all the anticipation. Mike Sielski, Philly.com. Always appreciate you coming on with us. Great stuff, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Mike Sielski, Philly.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.